Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Dr. Nagel, you have touched upon this already in your first answer, but take us into some other places in the liturgy where we see Christian worship shaped by the triune name of God.
Almost all the words of the liturgy are taken from Scripture. And if you've got some words in the liturgy that you don't get from Scripture, you may as well chuck them out, because any other words that we add, we can't trust the Holy Spirit to be working with them. We can hold the Holy Spirit to His words, and the words then of Scripture, the words of the liturgy, are not words that we have figured out to be using for God. Nowadays there are some people who say we should figure out some more words for using God, talking about God. The only words about God that are any good are the ones that He has given us for our use in calling on Him. And so with Israel, the liturgy is best when it's just repeating back to God what He has said to us. I am the Lord your God. You are the Lord our God. You are my people. We are your people. When we are repeating back to God what He has said to us, we are saying something that cannot be rattled or made doubtful. That's why the liturgy is so precious to us. Some people think they can make up a better liturgy nowadays, but the one that's served for centuries is the one that's almost entirely words of Scripture. Any other words are only as good as we can make them, and they can't really do the job of the Lord's words. He's the one who does His words, and we do not make His words work. That's for Him to do where and when He pleases, as we say in the Augsburg Confession. If we have any problems with the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, just confess your salvation and everything that Scripture uses for you to confess the name of God. And you remember when Jesus was bidding us to pray, He said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you." Our best prayers are the prayers that we pull out of the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus is all who He is and all that He has done and has said, and not only has said, but goes on saying with His words as they come to us in our reading and in the sermons and in Christian instruction, our Bible study. There was one New Testament scholar in England who was translating the New Testament, and he said that he felt like an electrician who was handling live wires. That's the words of Scripture. They are alive with the vitality of the Holy Spirit, doing what those words say. And when they are the words giving the gifts of salvation, that's the gospel words. So when you read the Gospels, each time you ask yourself, what is there of Jesus in this Gospel that it is giving to me? In Pidgin English that I learnt in Papua New Guinea, where my brother was a missionary for 20 years, Amen is translated as true. And the small catechism says the same thing, Amen, Amen, that is to say, that is most certainly true. And the Catechism bids us to say that after each of the articles of the Apostles' Creed of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if you have trouble about how God can be three and but at the one at the same time, don't you worry about it. You can leave that to Him. He has the job of being God. You don't have the job of figuring him out and telling him how he should do the job of being God. That's how it is with all man-made religions, where we put ourselves into the position of telling God what sort of a God he ought to be and what he ought to do. We lay hold of him as Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father. And then the small catechism says, God would by these words tenderly invite us to believe that we are his true children, and that is expressed when we say Abba, Father, which is a little child's word for Father. That is the confidence with which we pray when we pray the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. You can't do a better prayer than the one Jesus gave us to pray. And so it's good always to begin and end the day with that. As a small catechism says, when you wake up in the morning, you remember your baptism. You make the sign of the Holy Cross, as was put upon you to confess the name of God at your baptism. That's the name that was put on you there. So when we pray, we are talking to the one who baptized us with his name with the water. As surely as the water went on us, so surely his name went on us. We are called by his name, and that tells us who we are. Just as God is who he says he is, so we are who he says we are. And in baptism he says, You are my child. In the early church, there was a custom of not teaching the Lord's Prayer until people were baptized, because then they knew the name by which they were baptized and could speak the Lord's Prayer then, as given them to pray by Jesus and then delivered on to us in Scripture by the Holy Spirit.